Welcome back to Inside Agriculture, where it's market analysis time now, and Monday's markets were under pressure. In a word, disappointing. Nice rally on Friday, started the week taking profits. And, as Jack Scoville of the Price Futures Group on AgriTalk said,
we're in a weather market, and last week the weather looked like it was going to be hotter and drier this week, which it will be for a few days. But we needed it more like for a couple of weeks. And longer range, the forecasts are still calling for warm temperatures, but not extremely hot, and a few showers around. And that took a lot of the weather-related buying that we saw late last week out of the market here today. I'm expecting to see some pretty good crops, but I've been hearing about some dry pockets in through our shore area. So we might not see all the big yields that might be expected in central Illinois this year.
Christy Van Aan of Van Aan and Company on Farm Talk.
As long as there's going to be rain around, we're just really struggling to carry through with the story. So I think last week we kind of found a little bit of a push higher on, you know, a story circulating social media about pollination issues. There were some really good quality articles written about it, like a tight tassel wrap is what they're calling it. And it sounds like it's kind of like a select time frame of a planted crop. And we'll get to know a little bit more. There's heat in the forecast, but there's rain with that heat. And so we'll get to know a little bit more as we progress forward and see some more pollination. Right now, I'm just not sure how much you could really see from parts of Indiana, Ohio, Minnesota.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting. But regardless, the rain's in the forecast. Even though there's a lot of heat in the forecast, the rain is also there. And until we can kind of get an actual firm grip on like a boots on the ground crop tour, which will come in about a month from now from Pro Farmer, and then the September report, we'll get it from USDA. Until we can get to that, we're really relying on either it to turn dry or for some sort of trade deal to happen. Otherwise, we're really stuck here, and that's just what we're dealing with right now. So corn ended up closing down 4.75. $4 did hold for SEP corn, $4.25. Not sure if, you know, that's going to be a consistent thing. We have crop conditions this afternoon, so that'll give us some more details. And then soybeans down 10.5, and the wheat complex 4 to 3.25 lower. I think that even around here, you can still see those kind of drowned out spots for beans. I was up in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota this weekend for a girls golf kind of get together, and there were a couple really good looking bean fields, and I have yet to really seen that. I was down in Iowa the week prior, and I just was not impressed even with the beans for a good chunk of the way down there. And so that was kind of that first one. And I just think you're getting to that time frame that, once again, things are going to look good. There isn't really anywhere with some heat stress, limited moisture. So you're not seeing that on social media. So I think when you did get that story of the pollination, like, people were so quick to jump on it just because we have yet to really have that heat stress somewhere. And, you know, the market's just looking for anything at this point, kind of feeling desperate, to be honest.
Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management, on AgriTalk yesterday afternoon, pointed out the impact of Brazilian corn.
They're not really looking at shipping a lot of theirs right now. Their harvest has been a little bit slower, you know, and they're looking at using more domestically for their ethanol program and for feeding animals as well. So their domestic demand is going to pick up a little bit. So not all their corn's going to come into the export market. And we do, I believe, right now still have the cheapest corn in the world. So we should be grabbing more attention. But to see it go from 20 to 30 million bushels a week down to what we saw last week, that was somebody slamming on the brakes.
Then there's Mexico.
They're number one buyer of our corn, you know, number two. Japan is also seeing some issues, and it's not likely we're going to get a trade deal, you know, with Japan in the short term. So that adds to it. And, you know, when you start messing with number one and number two in a market, it can deflate your hopes pretty quick.
And finally, China.
I do believe that China has to buy from the U.S. They just can't get it all sourced out of South America. So they will buy something from the U.S., but whether or not it's going to be 20% like they did last year, or whether it's going to be 10%, that's going to be what is really left up to the decision makers at this point. But that, again, is also, you know, when we're talking to China, ag hasn't been part of the discussion. It's all been the rare earth metals, and it's been other products.
And that's Inside Agricultural Markets this morning. And we've either had or are having thunderstorm activity in the area. Let's get inside the weather forecast next.